This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight back to the United States ahead of schedule after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends without the two leaders reaching a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons program. The president saying as he leaves Vietnam,
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
Economic growth in the United States in the fourth quarter of 2018 coming in better than expected. The Commerce Department says the GDP rose 2.6%. Analysts were expecting to see growth of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. Meanwhile, more Americans are filing for unemployment benefits as the Labor Department says there were 225,000 first-time claims last week, up from 216,000 the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
A political operative at the center of an election fraud dispute in North Carolina is now under arrest, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Leslie McCrae Dowless is facing charges related to his work in 2016 and 2018 elections. Among other things, he's accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots at last fall's 9th congressional district election that was apparently won by a Republican. The North Carolina State Election Board has now ordered a new election.
A Florida doctor is going to be okay after being shot by a patient in a wheelchair last night. Officials say 59-year-old Larry Ray Bond, a double amputee and U.S. Army veteran, opened fire at the West Palm Beach VA Medical Center while he was being taken to the emergency room. The doctor shot while trying to restrain the man. Apple is laying off at least 200 people in its self-driving car program. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Two San Diego-based U.S. Marines are now under investigation for a recent video that appears to show them in blackface. The video was originally posted on Snapchat and then went viral on Twitter. In the video, the Marines are wearing black charcoal face cleansing masks and what is heard saying what sounds like the word blackface. The Marines are with the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing based at MCAS Miramar. Smartphones and SUVs are being blamed for pedestrian deaths climbing to their highest rates since 1990. A study out this morning from the Governor's Highway Safety Association says more than 6,200 pedestrians were killed in 2018, up from 4,100 in 2009. The report says a rise in SUV sales means pedestrians who are hit are more likely to die or suffer life-threatening injuries. And the report says people being distracted by their smartphones and not being being focused on the road are another big factor. And more Americans are falling behind on their vehicle payments. A new report by the credit reporting firm Experian showing the percentage of auto loans late for over 60 days slightly higher in the fourth quarter of 2018 than it was a year before. Experian says the percentage of car loan delinquencies has been trending up for the past few years, but late payment rates are still well below the record set in 2009. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Country to save, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in. As Lou Euler would say, all oars need to be manned. We need everybody, all hands on deck here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Again, our thanks to the Counterculture Mom and sharing with us, you know, these videos, I mean, that are out there, you know, that our kids are being exposed to. You know, you imagine, you know, YouTube, part of that is, you know, these episodes that are teaching kids how to commit suicide. And, of course, the other thing that we heard about here this past week was about the Momo Challenge. And there's Fortnite videos. I mean, it's incredible. Our kids are under attack, you know, as if things aren't tough enough as it is. You know, families are being touched by suicide for one reason or another, you know, depression, invalidation, the impact of social media. I want to bring Dr. Warren Farrell on with us. He is the author of The Boy Crisis. Dr. Farrell, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I always enjoy being with you.
Well, help us understand, what is going on with our culture right now? You know, you would know better in terms of, you know, suicide rate, how our kids are being affected by, you know, by social media. We've got Netflix. We have all these pernicious, seemingly entertainment venues that are available to our kids now because of cell phone usage. They can access this information, and you have no idea that the child that is at your dinner table is contemplating suicide. To a level, you might say, well, they're a little moody, but not to the extent that they are today. And these venues, whether it's YouTube or Netflix and other outlets like that, are exacerbating the problem. They're not helping us.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I started to think that, you know, basically I was looking at, you know, when I was looking at school shootings and looking at, you know, suicide rates, and I was seeing that, well, the suicide rates for boys are going up, for girls they're remaining about the same. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the mass shootings, and we were blaming toxic politics, poor family values, violence in the media, access to guns, you know, violence in video games, mental illness, Netflix types of things like you were just talking about. And And I realized that our school shootings, for example, our shootings, mass shootings, for example, the girls are exposed to all the same things that the boys are exposed to, the access to guns, video games, mental illness, et cetera. But our boys are not doing, our girls are not, our daughters are not doing the shootings. Our sons are. And I started to see that the, you know, our sons' life expectancy, men's life expectancy today is going down for the first time in history. I mean, if you follow these types of things at all, you know that life expectancy tends to go up with every generation. Every single year it goes up. And that for the first time in history, in our U.S. history at least, our male life expectancy has gone down. And our daughter's life expectancy has not gone up either. It's remained the same. And so I started asking, you know, what's common to all these things, and looked at this is happening, this boy, what I call, ended up calling the boy crisis, is happening throughout the entire developed world. And in the developed world, that's where two things are happening that are distinguishing and hurting boys particularly. One is the divorces and children being raised without dads in the family are happening. And in those families, families that are dad deprived, those are the families that are producing the mass shooters. So more than 90% of the mass shooters, like Nicholas Cruz of Parkland that we just, you know, sort of commemorated the anniversary of last week, Adam Lanza of Sandy Hook, the synagogue shooters, the Jacksonville shooters, the UC Santa Barbara shooter, Elliot Rogers, the Charleston Church shooter, Dylan Roof. And I think the most telling, which gives an example of what's happening here, the dynamic, is the one that was done by Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas, which you probably remember is the is the single deadliest mass shooting in history, where 58 people were killed and more than 500 injured. And when you look more closely at that, Stephen Paddock, his dad had been in prison twice, but escaped from prison both times. He was finally put in a maximum security prison. He had about 6 or 8 months to go before he was going to be released. And instead of waiting out those 6 or 8 months before he was released, he chose to escape the maximum security prison. But by doing so, he couldn't come home. He had to remain on the lam. And so Stephen Paddock, all his mom and everybody, his neighbors said, was just so deeply upset that his dad would choose to be, to disappear in the world rather than come back and to be a dad to him. And so I believe that the because his dad was very deep into proving his genius by being able to escape even a maximum security prison, I think what Stephen Paddock did is he orchestrated the most complex and in diabolically ingenious mass shooting in history, and to show to his dad, I believe, Dad, I'm worthy of you. I'm a genius like you are. I'm a diabolical genius like
you
are.
Sadly.
Pay attention to me. Come home. Why are you abandoning me? I am like you are. I want to be seen and respected, and I am your son. Look at it. Can't you see? I think it's that type of where there's dad deprivation. There is such a so many challenges that the boys have as a result of that. I was surprised when I did the research for the boy crisis that the ISIS recruits were almost all dad-deprived boys. And by the way, the smaller percentage of girls that are ISIS recruits, they were also dad-deprived. That was really very meaningful to me. I then looked at prisoners, and we all know that 93% of prisoners are males, but what we don't know is that more than 90% of those males are also dad-deprived boys. That got me into asking the questions, you know, why are dads so important, and you know, what do they bring to the family table? Why don't they say what they bring, you know, that is valuable? You know, why don't they speak up? Moms can't hear what dads don't say. And so that's got the, you know, the research for the boy crisis, and looking at, you know, what are the priorities of these types of, you know, the type of things you were talking about, the addiction and Netflix things. They're there for all boys and all girls, but the difference is the more destructive way that the dad deprived children having a purpose void plus a dad void, and being unmotivated and not productive in real life and rejected treated in the case of boys by girls because they're not performers, because girls don't date losers, they date performers.
Exactly.
And so, and when boys are not performers, they start to have to retreat into pornography, because pornography is access to a variety of attractive women without fear of rejection at a price
exactly.
they can afford.
Yeah, the two things that stand out, and there's so much that stands out in your book, but as we were talking about this morning, it came back, is that 53% of women have children without a father's presence. This is a true crisis, is it not?
It is, and it's in that 53% of women under 30 who have children without dad, without a dad involved, or without, it's without being married. And so I was thinking, well, you know, some of these women are living with men, so you know, maybe there's not that big a difference in the impact on the son and the daughter. And in fact, when women are living with men, when they get when they have children, only 40% of those boys and girls
okay,
we're already.
We've got more from Dr. Farrell after this.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
You know, otherwise it's just a waste of money, ladies and gentlemen, a waste of resources. You know, our families are involved here. We're talking about the boy crisis, why our boys are struggling, and what we can do about it. You know, it's one thing to see the obvious, but what are we going to do about it? You know, we've got to take the responsibility. I mean, things like the Momo challenges are out there that are scaring the holy what have you out of our kids. They're causing them to do things, and I think they're Dr. Warren Farrell is with us. Dr. Farrell, I think there was one report of a suicide as a result already of the Momo challenge. Now, it didn't happen in this country, reportedly, but nonetheless, this is impacting our world. And like anything, this is rather foreboding.
You and I were talking before the break about the lack of father involvement among the children, you know, the 53% of women who have children without being married, that, you know, a significant percentage of those children don't even know who their dad is. Another percentage have lost contact with their dad at a very early age. But another percentage, the mom and dad are living together, but the even among the ones where the mom and dad are living together when the child is born, only 40% of those children do not see their dad either at all or very minimally after the age of four. And so this, and it's what I found was that it's among these children, the dad deprived children, both boys and girls, that suffer in more than 50 different areas, including this is where almost all the suicides come from. This is where the prisoners come from, the crimes that lead to the prisons. And so this dad deprivation of the, you know, the 10 major causes of the boy crisis, this turned out to be by far the biggest cause, in addition to things like, I'll share with you for what happens with the dad deprivation. In the old days, boys used to have, just by being boys, a sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose was to be disposable, disposable in war or disposable in the workplace, like being in a hazardous job or being a sole breadwinner or being, top-level executive where you maybe work 70, 80 hours a week, you became a CEO, but you may have died earlier, like the good die young type of thing. And so so at least men knew they would be called heroes if they sacrificed their lives. But nowadays, there are fewer men needed to be soldiers and fewer men needed to be sole breadwinners. And that's good news, because it means that there is fewer men being disposable by just being a man. But on the other hand, it's bad news because it's a purpose void. And when you have a purpose void, what I discovered, combined with a dad void, that is when the child has no sense of, okay, I don't have to die to be a man, but what do I do to be a man? And the daughter has a role model in mom as to what to do to be a woman, but the boy doesn't have a role model in a constructive, involved dad to know how to take his energies and his talents and direct them in a way that gives him a sense of purpose. So you have this purpose void plus the dad void that leads to the child not being able to do the things that he would, that make him feel proud of himself. Also, dads tends to be much more likely to do boundary enforcement and teach children to have postponed gratification. And so children that don't have good boundaries where moms and dads will, you know, both say, yes, sweetie, you can't have your ice cream until you finish your peas. And children will, you know, try to have as few peas as possible before they get their ice cream. They'll test the boundaries. The difference between moms and dads in this area is that moms will tend to sort of feel sorry for the child after the child has a few peas and then negotiate a different deal than the original deal and say, okay, sweetie, I don't want to get into a big argument over a few peas, so okay, have half the peas and then you can have the ice cream. And so the child learns with moms to be manipulative and coercive and manipulate better deals. With dads, the child is more likely to say, I'm sorry, the deal is you don't have any ice cream until you finish your peas. And right. then the child goes, "You're so mean." And dad goes, "You can continue saying that, and there'll be no peace. There'll be no ice cream tomorrow night either." And so the child learns with the dad that it has to do what it needs to do in order to get what it wants. That's the core understanding of what postponed gratification is. Postponed gratification leads to the child being able to focus on his or her homework at school rather than getting distracted by a text or something else, being able to practice the drills, the routine drills for the basketball team or gymnastics or the football team, and therefore the child gets respect in school, pride from the parents. The girls are interested in going out with performers, as I mentioned before, and so that's the, and then boys find real life satisfying as opposed to them being rejected and angry in real life as a result of not having that postponed gratification.
Exactly. Dr. Farrell, is it fair to say that the mother is the one that will give you the performance trophy? And
moms will give you the performance trophy without your having to perform in the way that dads require you to perform. So in other words, the dads, the dad may say you have to, let's say you're practicing soccer with your dad and your mom, and your son wants to be a goalie. So if mom is playing with the goalie, she'll be much more likely to sort of give, as you were saying, a performance trophy. Almost no matter what the son does,
right.
And the father is more likely to withdraw his trophy or hold his trophy back until the son either makes accomplishes the goal that the two of them set together, or at least makes a very significant effort for trying. And so oftentimes the way that's interpreted is we say moms have unconditional love, dads don't have unconditional love. Mm. In fact, moms and dads both have unconditional love. It's just that moms will tend to display that unconditional love by giving unconditional approval, whereas dads will display that unconditional love by setting goals for what they approve of and disapprove of. But that's their tough love way of loving.
Mm-hmm. And so basically what this all comes down to is there's a need for balance. But if you don't have both parents involved, which is what we were talking about earlier, then, you've got a natural imbalance in play here. So how does that child make up for that difference?
Yeah, two things. You said, in a way, two very important things. First of all, the imbalance. So the children that I found when I did the research for the boy crisis do the best. They are the ones that have what I call checks and balance parenting. That is, it isn't the dad's way that dominates or the mom's way that dominates, but that each issue that happens with the child, mom, dad, can I climb that tree? No, sweetie, you can't, says mom. Okay, sweetie, you can, says dad, but be careful. And mom and dad say, oh, no. And then they work out the difference and say something like, you can climb the tree, but only up to a certain point. You couldn't climb the tree, but only if dad is out there without his cell phone. And then the two of them negotiate a deal that gives the child the IQ increasing experience of climbing the tree, the risk assessing experience of knowing which risks are healthy and which risks aren't, but does not put them in significant danger. And so everything that their dad and mom parenting have about 9 or 10 different styles, and of which I've given a couple of examples. And those styles always the children that do best are the ones that have a positive tension, like checks and balances in our government and the private sector about what to do. Those children feel cared for and they are much more functional. And now in the second part of what you said about needing both parents, the experience of boys when they don't have their dads is they don't have a role model, and they often feel that dad has abandoned them. in the worst case scenarios, often in divorces, moms justify the divorce and the lack of involvement with the dad by explaining to the child that the father, your dad is a narcissist, he always thinks of just himself, he's irresponsible, and the mom feels she's justifying why the dad isn't there, but the child, the boy, eventually looks in the mirror and sees that he has the body language, the eyes, etc., of the dad, and if the dad is irresponsible or a narcissist, well, maybe he's a liar, irresponsible,
exactly,
or a narcissist.
Wow. This is incredible. This and so much more is in his book, The Boy Crisis. I highly recommend it. Dr. Warren Farrell, who co-wrote the book with John Gray, Dr. John Gray. Dr. Farrell, as always, a pleasure to have you on with us. Thank you.
It's really always a pleasure to be with you.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com. Amazon Prime members, get ready to say Woot Woot in honor of the one-year anniversary of getting free shipping on Woot.com. Woot is hosting Prime Member Appreciation Week February 24th to March 2nd. Be on the lookout for exclusive daily deals just for Amazon Prime members. Deals on Oral-B rechargeable toothbrushes, Logitech HD webcams, Kindle Paperwhites, and much more. Plan to load up your carts because, hello, everyone loves a deal. Angela Corbin Mitchell, Woot.com Chief Marketing Officer.
The fun of shopping on Woot is that you'll never know what you'll find. From limited time deals to our infamous bags of crap filled with random items, you are guaranteed to find a new great deal every day.
Other special offers throughout the week include Prime membership giveaways, Woot offs, and over 500 of those infamous bags of crap. Amazon Prime members can get shipping benefits and exclusive deals by linking their Amazon and Woot accounts. Visit Woot.com, that's Woot.com, for more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight back to the United States ahead of schedule after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends without the two leaders reaching a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons program. The president saying as he leaves Vietnam,
basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
Economic growth in the United States in the fourth quarter of 2018 coming in better than expected. The Commerce Department says the GDP rose 2.6%. Analysts were expecting to see growth of 2.2% for the last 3 months of 2018. Meanwhile, more Americans are filing for unemployment benefits, as the Labor Department says there were 225,000 first-time claims last week, up from 216,000 the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
You know, I'll tell you one thing about taking care of business. You can be so focused on taking care of business that you may be walking a financial tightrope without a safety net. Do you find yourself doing that? Well, this week is America Saves Week, and Jesse Abercrombie is with us. He's with an Edward Jones financial advisor. We're going to talk about a safety net in just a moment. You know, we work hard, as I say, to provide for ourselves and our families, yet too few Americans are taking the necessary steps to help protect their hard-earned savings, their families, and their future. According to a recent survey conducted by Edward Jones, 81% of Americans agree their family is one of their most valuable assets, but less than half are protecting their family with an individual life insurance policy. In fact, one-third of Americans specified that life insurance is not a priority when starting a family. As I mentioned, Jesse Abercrombie with Edward Jones, a financial advisor, is with us right now. Jesse, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk, first of all, about America Saves Week. It's underway, and it's not too late to start, right?
Absolutely. You know, life insurance is such an essential part of helping, you know, safeguard your family. It also helps safeguard your retirement strategy. And, mm-hmm. you know, we constantly urge people to talk with their financial advisors and see how life insurance can protect what's most important to them, whether it's for personal use or whether it's for business use. It has to come back to what's most important to them.
Exactly. Well, if you say it, you know, your family is most important and you agree with the majority of Americans in saying that, so now we got to get intentional. And as you suggest, it starts with education, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that we'll see, that some people just feel like it's really complicated, or they don't know where to start, or they may even feel like they have enough at work. And so one of the things that I think is important is to, you know, to be detailed about how you're going to go about protecting yourself. And there's something called, I use called a life insurance needs analysis. And the life means there's four parts of this. The L stands for what are your liabilities. The I stands for income replacement. The F stands for final expenses or funeral costs. And then the E stands for education expenses. So when you take all these together, that's a good place to start as far as, you know, educating yourself about how much you need and what matters most to you, mm-hmm. whether it's you, your family, or someone else in the family that you're looking to protect.
Right. So what about an emergency fund?
Good question. You know, the thing about emergency funds, most financial experts agree that we need about 3 to 6 months worth of, you know, your expenses. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those, that 3 to 6 months is usually for preparing for what the unexpected while you're still alive. Like you lose your job, or if you just have some emergency expense that comes up. But when it's catastrophic, the question is, what plan is in place when the needs are longer than 3 to 6 months? And that's where life insurance comes into play.
Exactly. Well, speaking of life insurance, you know, what happens if we already have a life insurance through the workplace?
Very good question. And I come across this a lot. Usually life insurance at the workplace is going to cover, you know, two to three times your income. And experts agree that you really need about 7 times your income. And then also the life insurance at work is not portable, meaning let's say you work for, you know, FedEx for 15 years or 20 years and you have a life insurance policy and you leave. Mm-hmm. That life insurance policy doesn't go with you. It's 15 years later now, so guess what? Life insurance probably is a lot more expensive 15 years later as well. So, you know, part of that life insurance needs analysis is also seeing how much life insurance is already there and what amount should we supplement to go along with what they already have.
Exactly. So how can we determine, you know, the coverage options that meet our need? I mean, you brought up some good counterpoints here. You know, the possibility that if we leave our company and we lose that insurance, I mean, that's a great asset that goes away, you know, so we have to make sure that we've got something to replace it, or at least understand that that's part of what we're giving up when we walk out the door.
Absolutely. And instead of guessing, you know, I encourage people to talk with their financial advisor or someone that really understands their financial goals and what's most important. And sometimes a client will already have a life insurance professional. And I say, well, let's team up to make sure that they understand some of the financial planning needs, you know, some of the budget, the expenses, so that we can really make sure. And this is something that should be done every 3 years. Some cases you should do it every year, depending on, you know, where you're at in life. But it's very important to review this with a financial advisor and not try to guess it.
Exactly. He's a financial expert. Jesse Abercrombie is with us, and we're talking about America Saves Week, which is now underway, continues through Friday, March the 1st, and in the importance of protecting your financial goals and helping ease the process by demystifying life insurance. As you talk about in terms of finding a source, a financial advisor, obviously it's got to be somebody that you can trust, right?
Yeah, it's important. You know, most people that do have some form of life insurance, it's through, you know, the bigger insurance companies, or it's through their financial advisor, or, you know, if you're a business owner, or you have, if you have a CPA or another trusted source outside of your financial advisor, just reaching out to them. And what's really important is to make sure you have a team of advisors, because what's so important about having a team of advisors around you is that we all hold each other accountable. And that helps out if there's, you know, maybe a trust level in terms of what's the right amount or what's the right type of policy.
Exactly. Jesse, I want to get into the difference between whole life and term life. People are still confused about it. They don't quite understand when term life insurance should be considered over whole life. Can you help us understand that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, earlier I talked about the life insurance needs analysis, the L, the liabilities, the income replacement, the final expenses, and the education expenses. You know, those are things that usually are covered with term policies. And then as you get older, more permanent policies are important for estate planning, estate considerations, charitable giving, those types of things. So, you know, there's never a one-size-fits-all where a client should only be in term insurance, or they should only be in a permanent policy. There's cases where we have a blend because maybe there's a certain percentage of their needs that's covered under that life analysis that is term, but there are other things that are never going to go away, and that's where the permanent use could be applied.
Jesse, how did you get involved with, you know, being a financial advisor? What was it that rhymed with your reason of life that got you involved with financial advising and Edward Jones?
Well, it's two-part. I started in the industry at age 22, and I was a finance and financial planning major at the University of North Texas. Mm-hmm. And my mom's a nurse, so you take the analytics with finance and the people, you know, the connecting with people, and it's the, for me, I feel like it's the perfect role for me.
Right. And so here it is. You know, your mother made you do it. Is that what you're telling me? I'm just kidding.
There you go.
Well, America Saves Week is something that needs to be brought to our attention. As a rule, we have been more about consuming than saving. But we're realizing that, you know, saving is important. And there's all kinds of ways that we can save. Is there not?
Absolutely. And what I always encourage people to do is to sit down with their financial advisor, and not just about protecting, but just understanding what's most important to them. Everyone has a unique situation, and when you sit down with someone and assess their situation, you can best help. Again, I always urge people never try to guess any of this stuff, because it can be complicated.
Well, it can be complicated, and also in this hustle-bustle world, these are things that you need to plan for, and you need to take the time. You've got to, you know, consider this as something of high priority, do you not?
Absolutely. It's very high priority. And one thing that sometimes gets overlooked as it relates to life insurance and planning is the busy business owner, right?
Right, exactly.
Whether a business owner has a partner or two in the business or...
Well, Jesse, we got to leave it there. Can you tell me real quick where they go for more information?
Absolutely. Go to edwardjones.com.
Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You're listening to me, Bill Martinez, but we're soon to hear from the movie guy himself, the one and only Steve Evans. Steve-O, how we doing?
Well, a little stuffed up today. I think it was too many Oscar parties.
Standing outside,
trying to sneak in, in the cold. That will take its toll.
Well, it happened. Any surprises for you there, speaking of the Oscars?
Yeah, I think, Olivia Colman winning for Best Actress. I thought Glenn Close was a lock. And then, of course, Green Book winning Best Picture.
That was a bit of a surprise. Rami Malek, though, as expected.
Rami just came through. Everybody else was pretty much as I expected. But, I have a theory about Best Picture, Green Book. Have you seen the movie, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's about a black man being driven through the South by this white guy out of New York. Two people from very, very different backgrounds. And throughout the course of this trip, they become very good friends. They understand each other. And I think that is, you know, a lot of what the Academy votes for, I think, you know, can be social and political and has a lot to do with everything going on. And I think the country is just looking for a situation like that, you know, where we can, I think we're tired of the rancor and the fighting and the division. And in the words of Rodney King, can't we all just get along?
Exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, you have Spike Lee because, hey, we just can't focus on getting along. There's got to be, you know, a little bit of an edge there, right?
Well,
but I got to tell you, I did like him jumping into the arms of Samuel L. Jackson. I thought that was fun.
That was funny. His line, you know, after losing was, hey, look, every time somebody's driving somebody, I lose. Because, of course, he lost driving with
Miss Daisy. Exactly.
Kind of a funny.
That is a funny line. Yeah, I thought, you know, overall, and keep an eye on Rami Malek. I mean, he said something quite self-deprecating and, you know, that this probably wouldn't happen again, so to speak, or that, you know, this was a unique thing. I think his future is bright. And what I saw in him was a future Omar Sharif. Is that fair?
There's a similar look there. There is, yeah.
Yeah, I just go.
Very talented guy, yeah.
Oh, I think so. I think this kid, I mean, to do what he did, to be able to, you know, to depict Freddie Mercury to the level that even Freddie's sister said, wow, he's got it. Was pretty wonderful, and of course,
what's going on there.
And the Oscars, in lieu of having anybody to host it, decided, well, we'll go ahead and let's have Queen do the opening, and you know, and which I thought was kind of comedic. I was sharing with somebody else. You know, there's nothing like watching a bunch of entertainers, Hollywood types, trying to dance, and they're totally dysrhythmic.
Yeah, that is. That's amusing. It seemed to work well without a host. They seemed to move along quickly. I tell you what did slow it down were the speeches. I had no idea that there were so many people I don't know that needed to be thanked, you know?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Well,
you know.
Yeah, and maybe because, you know, you take the host out. I was surprised because normally, you know, within 15 seconds, you're hearing, you know, the get out of here music, you know,
yeah.
You know, the hook music. And there was, you know, they let some of them go on and on. And, you know, but
kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know, if you are nominated, you have a 1 in 5 chance of winning. I mean,
yes.
You know, you're 1 in 5. You know, you're one of 5 people on the planet nominated for a category. It seems like you would go out and maybe find a speech coach or hire a writer to kind of get this thing done. But you have people fumbling and trying to find their glasses. Then the woman came out and she was going to read her phone, right? And I thought, oh, no. She's going to be thumbing through a bunch of cat videos trying to find her Oscar acceptance speech.
Speaking of a writer, that was the only thing I could, you know, in Spike Lee, it was, I still don't understand what he was trying to tell me.
He was certainly earnest about it, I tell you. you think so. I mean,
I like that.
You get your one chance to, you know, speak in front of a billion people, and people, like, you know, draw, you know, get the napkin out of their pocket and try to reread their notes.
Yes.
Those crazy things.
Well,
why don't we talk about what happened last weekend?
Well, I How to Train Your Dragon, numero uno, huh?
Yeah, 57.5, doing much better than I thought it was going to do, and will probably be number one again this weekend. Alita the Battle Angel, that was number 2. We had Lego Movie 2, number 3, Fighting with My Family did well, 7.8. That was number 4. Isn't It Romantic, rounding out the top 5. Now, they're calling this weekend kind of the lull before the Marvel storm,
because
we have Captain Marvel, of course, coming out next weekend, but we have some interesting stuff happening this weekend. Let's start with Madea, Family Funeral. This is the 11th Madea movie. Tyler Perry has been doing this for the last...
How many bazillions has this franchise generated?
You know, I mean, great story. He says this is going to be the last, by the way.
Oh, really? You're going to stop at 11?
Yeah, he says, I don't want to be her age when I'm playing her, so this is the end. But it all started with this thing called I Can Do Bad All By Myself, which was this play that he was doing throughout the South, basically living out of his car. And the reason he was playing Madea and the other characters is because he couldn't afford to hire the other actors, right? So it's kind of a one-man show, and this thing has just taken off. Now he's, you know, he's world famous and has more money than he knows what to do with. But it's just a great story, starting from such a humble beginning. And this is going to be it. He's not going to kill her off, though. He says, look, he said it's always going to be open-ended because you don't, what you don't want to do is murder a family member.
He's, no, that's not
cool. Like Madea is family at this point.
Yes, exactly.
It's going going to, here's what's going on. A joyous family reunion becomes a hilarious nightmare as Medea and the crew travel to Backwoods, Georgia, where they find themselves unexpectedly planning a funeral that might unveil unsavory family secrets, which no doubt it will. Not reviewed for the critics. It's going to do well this weekend. It won't be number one. Making about 22.8, they say. So that will be out there. And your last chance to see Medea.
Yeah, here it is. Until the next time.
Another one opening up here, which I've just been seeing this trailer for the longest time. It's called Greta.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real creepy movie. It's about a sweet, naive young woman trying to make it on her own in New York City. Her name is Frances, played by Chloe Grace Moretz. And she doesn't think twice about returning a handbag that she finds on the subway to its rightful owner. And that owner happens to be Greta, played by Isabelle Huppert. Mm-hmm. Plays this eccentric French piano teacher with a love for classical music and an aching loneliness. And having recently lost her mother, Frances quickly grows closer to widowed Greta, and the two become fast friends. But then Greta's maternal charms begin to dissolve and grow increasingly disturbing as Frances discovers that nothing in Greta's life is what it seems in this suspense thriller. 58% recommending. Check out the trailer. This is a very creepy movie.
Yeah.
Also out, we have The Wedding Guest. I'm going to check this out this weekend. I'm a big fan of the director, Michael Winterbottom. He did Welcome to Sarajevo. Also did those trip movies with Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan, the trip to Spain, trip to Italy. Anyway, this is called The Wedding Guest. And this is a tour through the shadowy underworlds and hidden realms of Pakistan and India. This is a serious film. Jay is played by Dev Patel.
Yeah, we couldn't ask for a better time right now to talk about Pakistan and India with all the hell's about ready to break loose there, right?
Looks that way.
They got to breathe. They got to breathe. Yes.
Jay is a man with a secret who travels through from Britain to Pakistan to attend a wedding. Along with him, he's armed with duct tape and a shotgun, I guess, as one does. And he plans to kidnap the bride-to-be. Despite his cool efficiency, the plot quickly spirals out of control, sending Jay and his hostage on the run across the border through the railway stations, back alleys, and black markets of New Delhi, as all the while attractions simmer, loyalties shift, and explosive secrets are revealed. 47% recommending The Wedding Guest. I'm going to check that out this weekend, see what it's all about. Another one I'm going to see, maybe not this weekend, but definitely soon, is called Apollo 11.
Yes, that's interesting, huh?
Oh, wow. Here's what it's about. Apollo 11, the cinematic space event, 50 years in the making. Realize it was 69, that was 50 years ago.
Yes.
And this features never-before-seen large-format film footage of one of humanity's greatest accomplishments. I think every American should see this.
Well, and certainly encouraged after the State of the Union, we saw Buzz Aldrin there in the audience being applauded, right? Yeah, very cool.
Still around.
Yeah.
And what happened was they found all of this large format, basically IMAX footage, 70-millimeter footage, at NASA in the archives. And they said, wow, this is great stuff. We have to do something with it before it disintegrates.
Right.
So they have taken it and made this thing called Apollo 11. Of course, 100% of the critics are recommending one. Definitely, I would.
Rated G, by the way. You can take the kids, take everybody.
Yeah,
have plenty of popcorn there. That's good fun.
We'll be there.
Yeah, I'm right with you.
Neighborhood.
Okay.
We also have a movie called Climax on the other side of the coin here. This is by a director called Gaspar Noé. He's this French avant-garde director, and this is a hypnotic, hallucinatory, ultimately hair-raising depiction of a party that descends into delirium over the course of one wintry night. You have this troupe of young dancers. They get together in a remote, empty school building to rehearse. Now, the troupe begins this all-night celebration that turns nightmarish as the dancers discover they've been pounding cups of sangria laced with LSD, which definitely will liven up a party.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, don't try that at church social, no.
Yeah.
Tracking their...
Yeah, the church lady will go nuts and you won't be able to contain her. Yeah, it'll be out of control.
Tracks their journey from jubilation to chaos to full-fledged anarchy and finally psychedelic meltdown. If that's your cup of tea or party punch, 83% are recommending The Climax this weekend. Also, another movie that's getting great reviews is one called Styx.
You know, when I saw that, I said, is it going to be a musical from the group? Right. You know, because, right? No.
Spelled the same way. S-T-Y-X. Yes. 92% recommending. This is about this doctor from Europe sailing alone across the seas and coming upon this horrific scene that must make her make a momentous decision. And you'll have to find out what that is when you see the movie Styx. 92% recommending that one. That's what's happening.
Well, we've got good stuff to see this weekend. Yeah. I mean, you know, I still have to see. I got to go see the Dragon movie, you know, because that's going to be fun. I don't know that I can wait until I get my grandson and go out and see it with him. I may have to do a little preview on it, but I've been looking forward to that one. Hey, we'll see you at the Cineplex. Large popcorn, light on the butter. You know how it works. Steve, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Have a great weekend.
You got it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I...